Hi, and welcome to the Your Pet Business, Your Way podcast, where it's all about letting go of the things you're told you should be doing and figuring out how to run your pet business in a way that works for you. So I'm your host, Rachel Spencer, and I am a journalist. I'm a pet business visibility coach. I am also an accredited coach and mentor, and all about supporting you in running your pet business and putting yourself out there in a way that feels good, feels right, and can be something that you enjoy. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about how to create a social media calendar for your pet business. But before we get started, I'm just going to share something with you about a way that I can support you with this. This podcast episode is sponsored by my membership for pet business owners called Pets Get Visible. This is an affordable way for you to be part of a community who will get excited about what you do, who will be there to celebrate the wins with you and reassure you through the wobbles as well. It can be really lonely working on your own with so many plates to spin and the constant barrage of things you're being told you should be doing. And that's why I created the membership Pets Get Visible, where you can feel supported and have a library of resources so you can confidently promote your business. Join a friendly community of pet professionals who will be your cheerleaders, help you stay accountable with your goals, inspire you and be a sounding board for your ideas as well. It's for you if you're a pet professional who wants to get noticed and not be a best kept secret and feel confident putting yourself and your awesome business out there. Inside the membership, you're going to have access to live classes and coaching calls covering topics like PR, blogging, applying for awards, photography, email newsletters, creating case studies, plus forward planning guides every single month so you can get ahead with your content and make sure that you stay visible. Every session is recorded so you can catch up with anything that you've missed, and there's also a Facebook community where you can meet fellow petpreneurs, feel supported and get inspired. If you'd like to find out more about joining Pets Get Visible, send me a message. I'm Rachel at rachelspencer.co.uk, or you can go to the show notes from this episode and go and find out more about joining the membership there as well. If you've got any questions, let me know and it would be really brilliant to see you there. As a pet business owner, showing up regularly and having a social media strategy is key for reaching and engaging your target audience. So you make more sales and you have more of an impact and your pet business can keep going. And obviously, we need to make that happen, don't we, if we want to be successful in running our businesses. And one of the best ways to ensure that you're consistent and you can make the sales that you hope for is by creating a social media calendar. So in this podcast, and there's also a blog post that goes with it, I'm going to talk about the key reasons why you should create a social media calendar and also give you a step-by-step process to make it happen. So by the end of this podcast episode, it's going to be no more than 20 minutes. You're going to have everything that you need to create a social media calendar for your pet business. I'm also going to share an example of how I create a social media calendar for my pet-related business as well. I've got a dog-friendly holiday cottage. You can go and have a look at it yourself. And I'm also going to talk about some ways that I can support you if you would like to be more consistent with your social media and have support every month in creating a social media calendar. So why create one in the first place? So there are lots of reasons to invest time in building out a social media calendar for your pet business. Number one is so you don't miss out on opportunities. So a calendar will mean that you don't overlook chances to talk about your products and your services and the difference that you're making for your clients and their pets. Another reason, number two, is that you show up consistently. So posting on social media, you don't have to do it every day. A calendar will let you figure out how often you want to post and when you want to show up, so you can do it in a way that works best for your business. I know there's so much information out there about what we should and shouldn't be doing on social media. My belief is it's about you taking time to figure out what is going to be right for you, not about trying to fit into somebody else's system. So you can create a social media calendar where you can be consistent by your terms, by your standards, for you and your business. Another reason, reason number three, is so you can talk about your offers and what's going on in your business. So a calendar will give you a framework so you can regularly share what's happening, what's new, what products you're launching, what promotions you've got going on, client success stories, all of the things that you need to talk about in your business to keep people engaged and to keep bringing people in to come and work with you or buy your thing. Reason number four, and there are so many reasons, I'm only going to give you five, but reason number four is to make space for spontaneity. So if you plan your core content in advance, you free up headspace to post more spontaneous updates, and they can often do really, really well. I find that my spontaneous posts, things that just pop into my head, they do really, really well. They get more engagement, they get conversations started. But because I've planned my core content in advance, I know I'm going to be posting three times a week, then I can be spontaneous. I know that I'm going to be showing up consistently, and because I've had my core content laid out for me, I know that I've got space and headspace for those oh, I've just had this brilliant idea, posts. So to make space for spontaneity. And number five is to build relationships and to future-proof your pet business. So you know that being on social media, you know that marketing consistently is the key to, you know, keeping those sales, keeping those clients, keeping your business moving forward. Even when you're fully booked, being consistent on social media and with your content, it helps you get known, it means you're top of mind, and it sets up your business for long-term success. So there's five reasons why you want to create a social media calendar. So how do you do it? How do you get started? So I'm going to give you a bit of a step-by-step process for your social media calendar. And what I would suggest that you do is to take some time on your own with a pen and paper, turn off any distractions and look at the month ahead. Now, I've got clients who do this over, you know, they'll spend 10 minutes on it. I've got other people who will spend hours on it. I've got clients who sit down at the end of each week and they do their social media. It's about figuring out a plan that works for you. You might do, I'm talking here about doing a monthly plan. You might do a weekly plan. You might do a quarterly plan. It's about figuring out what works for you. But I think the first step is just to get time on your own with a pen and paper, without things pinging, without phones ringing and everything else, and look at the month ahead or the week ahead or the quarter ahead. We're going to talk about the month ahead for the sake of this podcast episode. So I want you to think about your social media and your content as being like your own TV station or magazine, where you're curating relevant information for the people who tune in or who read what you have got to say. So think about, like, we're all publishers, aren't we? You're a publisher when it comes to your website, your email marketing, your social media. So think about, what is it that my people who are tuning into me, reading what I've got to say, what do they need to know? Now, I'm not going to go on about content pillars or anything like that. Again, I say over and over, it's about figuring out what works for you. Your content pillars in your business will be completely different to the ones I have in my pet related business. So I think the easy way to do this is to think about the different sections. I'm going to give you three. So section number one is to think about, like, what's happening in your business in the month ahead. Do you have any classes to fill? Do you have any classes ending? So let's say you are a puppy trainer and you've got a puppy program that's just ended. Like, if you know it's going to be ending in the middle of the month, let's think about celebrating the new graduates of your puppy program. I want to see those graduates. I want to see those cute puppy faces and those happy puppy parents. So that is going to make a really lovely post for when that class comes to an end, and an opportunity for you to talk about what's next for them or how people can get involved with the next round of your puppy classes. Is there a business birthday or milestone to talk about? So I'm recording this in July 2024. My business has just turned 18 this month. I haven't actually done anything with that, but I will be doing, and I'm now being accountable by talking about it on this podcast. So that's a big milestone, isn't it? Like, my business is now an adult. So is there something that's happening in your business that you want to talk about? Put that in your monthly plan. Maybe you've achieved or accomplished something and you want to talk about that. Maybe you've trained your 100th puppy. Maybe you've just won an award. Maybe you're celebrating, you know, working your way through 1,000 poo bags, or maybe you've made, you know, maybe you've hit a sales milestone. I've just been reading about the K9 menu and how they're going to hit sales of something like 1 million treats. That is a huge accomplishment. So think about what achievements you've got coming up and what you want to talk about. Have you created any new products, or are you working on them? Let's see the behind the scenes. We want to know the process that goes into your product. At the moment, I'm working on my coaching assignments. I've been doing stories. I'm going to talk about a book that I've been reading in one of my posts for this week. So think about what's going on for you, what you're working on. Is something you do in your business going to be in the news? You know, are you going to have some press coverage yourself? Is there going to be something really topical in the news about what you do? And also think about what's happening in the news and how you might be able to use that as content. So let's say, for example, we're going into August. I'm recording this in July. In August, we know that the weather, hopefully, is going to be hot. So there will probably be news stories about animals who are suffering in the heat. Can you use that as content? Next, think about, like, what's relevant to your clients. So what is happening in the area where you live and the area that you serve, or what is happening in the field where you live? So if you work in the dog friendly treat field, you know, what is happening there? Is there, you know, a rise in vegan dog friendly treats? Is there something topical that you can talk about? What's going to be relevant for your clients? Again, if you're talking locally, is there an event that people need to know about? So I went to Stockton Heath Walking Day in Warrington at the weekend, and I went in the local pet shop. It's a brilliant pet shop, called Pets Pantry in Stockton Heath and met the new owner, a lady called Elle, and she was telling me about how they'd had a stand at a local fair. They'd done a little pet show. So that's the kind of thing that she would have been putting in her social media calendar for July. And like, if you live in Stockton Heath or you live anywhere near this place, you definitely need to go and see Elle from Pets Pantry because she's amazing. She's just got so much knowledge. But let's say like you, like Elle, have got something going on, local fair or pet show, tell your followers what to expect. Tell them to come and see you, come and take part, come and get involved, come and say hi, you know, what's going to happen on the day. Next, we're thinking about what's relevant to your clients, like what's the weather like? Do you need to guide them on what to do when it's too hot or too cold? You can never talk about not leaving your dog in a car for too long. You can never talk about how to keep your cat cool in the hot weather too much. One of my clients, Katie Gwill, she's been in the Daily Mail talking about how to keep cats cool in the summer. She'll have written about that hundreds and hundreds of times, but you have to keep sharing these really relevant pieces of information when it comes to the weather. Are there any health tips relevant to this time of year? Do you want to talk about flea treatments or, you know, how giving your pet garlic tablets is going to keep ticks away, that kind of thing? Do your clients need to know your availability so they can book on or buy or not miss out when it comes to working with you? What can they expect when they do work with or buy from you? This is a chance for you to share reviews or user-generated content. So that's the second section, what's relevant for your clients. The third section is like what awareness days or holidays are coming up. So you might look at these and think, oh, they sound a bit cheesy, they sound a bit rubbish. But actually, they're a really good way to get rid of the blank page. They're really great for prompts to get you thinking. And there are pet-related days every month, hundreds of them. And there are general ones too, which you can go and use to get inspiration. You can use a mix of pet ones, regular ones that jump out, and any that you feel give you something to talk about. So you don't have to mention the day or announce it's a Prosecco day. You can simply use them as a starting point. However, there will be days where you can create an entire campaign around them. So Separation Anxiety Awareness Day is happening on the 30th of September. If you are a dog behaviourist or trainer and you work in that field, there is a lot that you can build around that. So I would be thinking ahead around that day. You might want to send a press release out to your local paper. You might want to create some content for your website. You might want to have some emails. You might want to have a programme that you're going to promote. Definitely going to want to have some social posts that are going to go out on that day. So there's your awareness days. Like I say, you don't have to announce the day. It doesn't have to be cheesy. And you can do as much or as little with these awareness days as you want. But what I hear over and over again when I'm working with people is, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to post about. Use the awareness days to help you get started. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share a case study of a pet business social media calendar for you so you can see what it looks like and see how I've put it together for my dog-friendly holiday cottage. I'm going to talk about some examples of posts that have worked well, and then you can, I hope, see how it might work for you and your pet business. So first of all, August the 1st, it's Yorkshire Day. So I can talk about why Yorkshire is brilliant for dogs, simple as that. August the 5th, it's Work Like a Dog Day. So I'm going to do a day in the life of Patch. So obviously he doesn't work like a dog. He does very little work and I can do something a little bit fun. So I could, record him walking down to the beach in the morning, going for a walk. I can record him eating his breakfast. I can have him snoozing on the sofa. I can have pictures of him looking out the window because he loves looking out the window. We could maybe do him going out for another walk in the afternoon on to a different place. We could have him popping in the ice cream shop or the chip shop and having a little sniff round. We could have him do like loads of different fun things for Working Like a Dog Day. And it's a little bit tongue in cheek because I'm just doing a day in the life of Patch. Now, my followers and community can look at it and think, actually, that's, you know, I'd like my dog to have that day. So if, you know, their dog goes and stays at the cottage, they can have a day in the life of Patch. So you can see I've taken Work Like a Dog Day, I've put my own spin on it and turned it into something which is very much my own. That's what you can do with a day like this. Then on August the 9th, we've got Spoil Your Dog Day. This is a chance where I can talk about how I spoil the dogs who come and stay, showcase the welcome packs and the useful things I have in the cottage, everything from dog walking belts, from canine trail time to my anxious dog bandanas, leads, harnesses and leads. I can talk about the different toys that we have in the toy box, all kinds of different things that I do to spoil dogs when they come and stay in the cottage. So again, I don't have to even talk about the day. I can just talk about what I do. On the August the 13th, it's National Prosecco Day. So again, not pet related, but great for a holiday cottage. I'm going to ask people if they prefer regular or rosé Prosecco. And I'm going to take a couple of bottles because I leave them in the welcome packs. I'm going to take a couple of bottles onto the beach and take a photo. So that's what I can do for National Prosecco Day and get a conversation started. On August 22nd, it's Burger Day. So here I'm going to be talking about the best place to go to get a burger in Robin Hood's Bay. I'm not going to say which one I think is the best. I'm just going to share a photo of a burger and ask people to tell me their recommendations. So that's my August Awareness Day post sorted. Again, you can tell that from listening to what I've said, they're not all announcing the day. It's about interpreting them and thinking about how you can use them for your pet business. The other posts I'm going to be sharing in August are going to be an opinion post, you know, why what I believe about what dog friendly means. I could do a product that we have in the cottage spotlight. I'm going to do one about a water bottle and portable bowl that I've got in there. I've done a little video about it. So I'm going to talk about that particular product. I'm going to talk about some behind the scenes. So I might talk about some painting that I've been doing, or how I get the welcome packs ready, or show people, you know, something new in the cottage, or show people the process. When I go and stay in the cottage, I basically take over the whole top floor. I've got loads of different plastic boxes full of dressing gowns and welcome packs and postcards, and I show people how I get everything ready. People really love that kind of thing. They love to see what goes on. You can do the same for you. I'll talk about a news story about the area. So I've got Google Alerts set up for these. So whenever Robin Hood's Bay is in the news, I can get an alert and I can use that as content. The other day I got one about the most expensive fish and chips. I'm going to use that later on this week because Robin Hood's Bay is like apparently the most expensive place in the country to get fish and chips. So you can do that for your area. You might do it for dog training, or you might do it for cat grooming, or you might do it for your geographical area. You can use those as social media posts. Another thing I love to do is what 50 quid buys you in Robin Hood's Bay. I do that as a regular post. So I will go in a shop and take a video of the shop and then pick a couple of items that people could buy for £50. Because I don't charge for the dogs, people have got an extra £50 to spend in the area. I've done ones about bacon butties, I've done ones about burgers, I've done one about a gorgeous gift shop called Jessica Hogarth. So I do these quite regularly, and it also supports the other businesses in the area. I might do a spotlight on a new business. So there's been a new pie shop opened. I did a video in there talking about how brilliant it was. So again, you know, just supporting other people. I'll probably share a review. I will probably share some user-generated content where people have sent me photos and talk about their dogs and how much they enjoyed it. And I will share availability for the month ahead or the months ahead. I don't have any availability. I'm recording this in July. I haven't got anything now until October. So I will share October, November, December, and I get bookings from that. Now, that's 14 posts that I have got in my head, mapped out, scheduled. So it means that I can, you know, drop in more spontaneous posts when I feel like it. It takes the pressure off for me. And it also means that even though I'm fully booked, I can have conversations with my guests that are staying or who have stayed. I can chat to potential new ones. I'm staying front of mind with those people. The cottage, as I said, is full until the end of September, but this consistency means that people are looking ahead to book in the future. So I hope that brings to life how all of this could work for you. And I hope you found this episode helpful. My final question for you is, would you like some support in creating your pet business social media calendar? Like, I've shared exactly how you can do it in this podcast episode, but if you want somebody to help you make it happen, help you bring it to life, help you be accountable, then this is what I do in my Pets Get Visible membership. It's a pet business membership, and each month you're given a PDF with the key dates for the month ahead. So I've shared the August ones. I've already shared those with my members, and it's the middle of July. We've all been working on them as I'm recording this. Like I say, I will share the awareness days for the month ahead at the beginning of the previous month. So at the start of July, we looked at the awareness days for August. So you've got as much time as possible to plan ahead, particularly if you want to do press stuff as well. You're also invited to a workshop every month, helping you to be visible, and a coaching call every month so you can talk through your ideas. There are also resources that you can access whenever you want to in the membership area on pitching to the press, writing press releases, blogging, working with influencers, applying for awards. Email marketing is going to be the focus for August, and lots and lots more. So the other thing we have as well is we have co-working sessions where you can come on Zoom with me and the other members and you can get the work done. So I'm now having four of those every month. So if you'd like to find out any more, then I have got a post. It's called "Is My Pets Get Visible Pet Business Membership Right for You?" I'll link to it in the show notes. You can also find me on social media. I'm at Rachel Spencer UK on all platforms. Come and send me a message or email me rachel@rachelspencer.co.uk with any questions that you might ask. And I really hope that you found that helpful. I know that being in my membership helps people be consistent with this stuff, including me, because, you know, I am a bit of a last minute Louise, and I do need I do need support myself in making this happen. So I create the resources that I know that I need, and they help other people as well. So I'm going to link some other episodes in the show notes as well, which I think will be helpful if you found this one helpful. One is how to be more comfortable, confident and consistent with your pet business content. We've got how to put your passion and personality into your marketing with Alex McCann, ways to build relationships to grow your pet business with Kerry Jordan, how to use awareness days in your pet business content, behind the scenes of the first 12 months at Sunnyside Cottage. So again, you can learn more about what I've been doing to grow my pet business. And yeah, if you've got any questions, like I say, come and find me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it helpful. Do let me know your thoughts, and I will be back with a new episode next week. If you really like this episode, then do leave me a review. It means that more people can find out about this podcast, and it also makes me very, very happy as well. So I will leave you on that note. Do let me know if this inspires you for your pet business social media content calendar, and I will look forward to seeing you soon. Take care, have a great rest of the week, and bye for now.